welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Before I go on to share the word of the Lord that we were looking at yesterday, examples and lessons we can learn from the life of Hannah, let me just take a moment to pray for you. Some of you need God's intervention in your life. You need a touch from God in your body, in your mind. There's a sister listening to me right now. You feel like you're going to fall, just shatter apart in a thousand pieces. And the Lord wants you to just receive from Him and allow Him to minister His peace to you. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for every listener, and You see the needs, Father, of those present. Lord, You see those who have had a very difficult day. You see that woman, Lord, who has been so stressed, and Lord, she just feels she can't take any more. It's like there's one more thing. Father, right now I take authority over that stress in Jesus' name, and I release the peace of God. Father, stress is so much a part of today's world, but in a sense, stress and anxiety in any form, even its lightest, most subtlest forms, it's a form of fear. That we can't handle something, we're not going to be equal to something, we're not going to be up to something, or that You're not going to undertake. And so, Father, I just release the faith of God to Your people. Lord, many struggle with this. Lord, we all struggle with it from time to time. And so I release the very peace of God in Jesus' name. You'll touch those that need healing in their body, those that need their circumstances, Lord, Your intervention. I pray for that. Jobs to be given, finances to be supplied. In Jesus' name, Lord, I praise You and I thank You for it. I know that's just a general prayer, but by faith, we can receive from God. Some of you may need the power of agreeing prayer, and I invite you to write. You know, so we'll give you that contact information at the end of the broadcast, as the broadcast always concludes with that contact information. But I'd like to go back now to the story that we've been reading about Hannah. She was barren. She was very bitter and so on because Peninnah, the other wife, just tormented her and antagonized her because she was barren. And she went up to Shiloh where the Ark of the Covenant was. She prayed and God answered her prayer in a wonderful way and gave her a son just as she requested. And she fulfilled her vow. She kept her word to God and gave that boy, that child, to the Lord. And he grew up under the tutelage of Eli. And eventually, of course, we know he even gave the prophetic word that Eli and his house would be destroyed. But he was a mighty man of God, a powerful voice for God in that period of Israel's history. And so as we look at the Word of God, as we go to the New Testament, James tells us that we don't have our prayers answered because we ask amiss. And that word amiss means to ask in a faulty manner. So if we don't ask in faith, if we waver, James in that first chapter, verse 6, tells us, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with a wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. We know that God is a good God. He delights to answer the prayers of His people, of His children. And also, we have to rely whenever we pray. Of course, we have to know that we're praying according to the will of God. And as we know the Word of God, as we study it, we begin to see and understand what is God's will for souls to be saved, for people to be healed and delivered, and that we can prosper so that we can be a blessing to others. All those are very evident as we read the Word of of God in the Old and New Testaments. And every good, every perfect gift comes from Him. And the things that God has blessed us with, they really belong to Him. We're simply stewards, stewards of our time, stewards of our finances, stewards of the possessions we have, stewards of the talents. That's very important. What are you doing with those special, wonderful giftings that God has given to you? You're unique. There's no one that can fulfill your destiny, your calling, because God made you that way. Note that Hannah paid her vow to the Lord. She gave Samuel back to the Lord, and because she did this, there was a bond between her and God that could not be broken. Isn't that a wonderful picture? In fact, as you read on, you see that her entire life was enriched with the blessings of God. She had victory over her enemies. And so, beloved, how can we apply this story of Hannah to our lives today? Brother, sister, every sacrifice we make as unto the Lord, including presenting ourselves to Him as a living sacrifice, that will enrich our lives and increase our devotion and love and interest in the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I'd like to share with you, perhaps I trust would be a familiar parable that Jesus spoke in the 19th chapter of Luke, starting at verse 12. And he said, therefore, this is Jesus speaking, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. Well, can we relate to who that nobleman might be? Sounds like Jesus to me. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. That's what he's telling each and every believer. Those that are listening to me right now, the Lord says, occupy. Wherever God's planted you, placed you, until He moves you on by the Spirit of the Lord, you stay and you occupy and you be everything that God has called you to be. But listen to this. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. That's the world talking, huh? And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, oh, praise God, then he commanded these servants to be called unto him, to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Think about that. At the end of our lives, when Jesus distributes rewards, we will bear an account. We'll have to make an account of our lives, what we've done with God, what God has placed within us. Verse 16 goes on to say, then came the first, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 10 pounds. And he said unto him, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in a very little, have thou authority over 10 cities. The second one came, saying, Lord, thy pound hath gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, be thou also over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Lord, behold, here is thy pound, which I've kept laid up in a napkin. For I fear thee, because thou art an austere man. Thou takest up that thou laidest not down, and reapest that thou didst not sow. And he said unto him, out of thine own mouth will I judge thee, thou wicked servant. See, he belonged to the Lord, but he wasn't fulfilling the purpose that he was created. He just buried his talent. Thou knowest that I was an austere man, taking up that I laid not down, and reaping that I did not sow. Wherefore then gavest not thou my money into the bank, that at my coming I might have required mine own with usury or interest? And he said unto him that stood by, take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said unto him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. In other words, what do you mean, God? He's already got a lot. He's got more than anybody else. And he goes on to say, Jesus, for I say unto you that unto everyone which hath shall be given even more, and from him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me. There will be a massive slaughter on the day of Armageddon, when they're all the nations of the world are gathered in the valley of Megiddo. Praise God. We see that we will bear an account of that which God has given into our hands. And in verse 46, Jesus said unto them, it is written, my house is a house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. Beloved, how critically important is it for those of us in leadership and in ministry to live holy, sanctified, righteous lives before the Lord, because there is, we will be judged with a greater standard, if you will. The Word of God says that, and we need to be able to provide an atmosphere where people can reach God. What is a house of prayer? A place where people can commune and relate with the Lord and be changed in His presence. Praise God. And that's not just literally to a physical house of prayer or a local church, but it's through everything we do. You know, as we think about what all that God has given us, beloved, we have a responsibility, and it's my concern that I stand before the Lord and be found faithful in what He's called me to do. And beloved, that same urgency, that same concern I feel for every Christian, especially those who are listening, because we've heard it and we have a responsibility. Praise God. Well, let me just now conclude with some final thoughts on Hannah. In 1 Samuel, that second chapter, verses 1 through 10, we find Hannah is able to sing a song of thanksgiving, a wonderful song of victory. She goes on to share how wonderfully God has blessed us, how He's exalted her horn, given victory over her enemies, and she's praising God. And why was that? Because she experienced the power of God in answered prayer. And beloved, as we pray for God to do that work in our lives, as we pray for loved ones, God is faithful. He is a God who hears and answers prayer. And we should be able to rejoice even as Hannah did. She says, "The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumble are girded with strength. So He makes the weak strong, and them that has no might He increases strength." She knew the blessings of God, who always delivered the individual who would turn to God with a whole heart, as well as keep their word with Him. Beloved, He will deliver the one who's under siege by the devil. Those of you who are being attacked right now, know that God is going to answer your prayer. This mighty Lord, who is already at all times to protect His people and feed them and deliver them. If that's you, let's agree together. Father, we thank You. You will deliver Your beloved from the hand of the enemy. I rebuke the forces of darkness against them. And I thank You, Lord, for Your power, Your deliverance, Your anointing to be poured out upon them right now. Every shackle broken in the name of Jesus. Every yoke destroyed by the anointing of God in Jesus' powerful name. Amen and amen. Well, my time has flown by and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I thank you so much for listening, and I'm excited about what the Lord has next for us. I invite you to tune in at the same time. We're heard Monday through Friday. Thank you for listening. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. Won't you write? I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.